Welcome everybody to this call. I'm Anna Malikian and I'm so thrilled to be interviewing Donna because we are going to learn a lot about LinkedIn. And I know this for sure because, first of all, I did Donna e-course and I consider myself already a very good LinkedIn user that had a good LinkedIn profile, and I learned a lot with her e-course. And for me, even more surprising is that each time that I have the chance to listen to one of these interviews that she does, I learn something new and very actionable things. So I'm really thrilled about this call today. And before I start to ask questions to Donna, I would like to speak a little bit about her bio that is quite amazing. And before that, I would like her to ask her to tell her full name because I always mispronounce her family name.
My name is Donna Schulder.
Okay, thank you. And she is a master certified coach. That is really an honor because the International Coach Federation awards this title of MCC to very few people. There are less than 1,000 people worldwide with this title. So congratulations for that. She's also a great business coach and the creator of the 6 Weeks to More Success through LinkedIn, a video e-course that I spoke about that I did in this great e-course. And she created this course after she found out that even though she was enrolling 2 to 3 clients per month via LinkedIn, most of her friends and colleagues that own small business and were entrepreneurs were not having the same results than she was. So she really wanted to help these business owners and professionals to learn to use all the features that LinkedIn has to get more clients. And she did this e-course, and it's really nice to see that people that do it get clients through LinkedIn. Donna has also been quoted in both the Wall Street Journal and New York Times, and her coaching practice is dedicated to helping people to be successful using the quickest and most efficient path possible. She coaches, consultants, and public speakers, as well as leaders in large corporations. And it's really a pleasure to have you here, Donna.
Thank you so much, Anna. That's just so kind. And I'm so excited to be here because I love helping people find success through this wonderful tool that it just has amazing potential. So I'm really excited to be here. Thank you.
And before starting with questions, because we have more than 90 people that registered to this call, I see many people that are on the phone and even more people are listening via the webcast. I want to be sure that they have access to the ebook. The ebook came as a link in the reminder emails. It's also on the page that you have access to the phone information and you listen to the webcast, people that are listening via webcast or in a recording afterwards. In that page, you will see some links and one say download ebook. If you click there, you can download ebook. People that are seeing the chat room in Facebook, you also have the link to the ebook there. If by any reason you don't have the ebook at the moment, listen to the call and send me an email afterwards and I will send you a regular email with the attached ebook. So because it's really loads of important information and very actionable information there. We are going to use the Facebook page that you got the link in the email as our chat room. You can put your questions. You can say, where are you calling from? So if you have questions, just write question in capital letters, and that way when we arrive to the time, I can see very quickly who has questions. And, of course, it's a great place to networking to the chat room. So I will keep looking, and you have to refresh the Facebook page to see the new comments. And refreshing, if you have a Mac, is comment R for refresh, And if you have a PC, it's Control R and the page get refreshed and you'll see the last comments there. So, because we are going to be speaking a lot about your LinkedIn, how you help people with LinkedIn, you have a web page that is dedicated to this. Can you, Donna, can you tell us the web page where you are going to be referring to during the interview?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you. It's getlinkedinnow.com. So it's getlinkedinnow.com. And there's also, Anna had provided a link from the, what do you call that, the call page
yes,
at the bottom.
Call page.
Yeah, so it says click here to get LinkedIn now. So you can also click through to it there. So you've got two ways to get to it. And if you're having trouble, post to the Facebook posting place, and I don't know what you call that, Anna. And
chat room.
The chat room. There you go. See, you're highly technical on these telecalls. I'm very impressed with how you do it. So what's the first question you have for me?
The first question is, why should coaches promote themselves via LinkedIn? Because I think it's what we ask everybody, because everybody speaks, okay, we have to be in social media, we have to do this, but why so important for coaches to promote themselves via LinkedIn?
Ah, great. And before I answer that, I do want to point out that if anyone wants to follow me on Twitter and their tweeters, I've got a Twitter account at GetLinkedInNow, and I tweet quite a bit. And also on the first page of the book, it lets you know how to contact me if you'd like to contact me. And I also have a newsletter and blog, so if you want to join those off the GetLinkedInNow page, those are available. So why should, and when we say coaches, I wrote this as coaches, but it's really all solopreneurs and all sort of business people. And why you should be on it is, first of all, there are 150 million members on LinkedIn, and their average income is it's over $100,000. So what I would say is that your target market is on LinkedIn. So you want to be there so that you can access those people and be in front of those people. It also builds credibility, and it's a way for you to put information that you normally wouldn't put on your website about you, but it's a way for them to learn more about your professional history. And what I really, really love is that the recommendations that you get on LinkedIn, the people can click on the recommendation and the person who recommended you and see that person. So recommendations on LinkedIn have a higher level of credibility. Also, if you make your LinkedIn profile public, it's another way people can find you online, because if you type in, say if you're a coach, if they type in life coaching in Seattle, not only will your website come up, but also your LinkedIn profile will come up. And that's because Google highly prizes LinkedIn, and sometimes your LinkedIn profile picture, I mean your LinkedIn profile will actually come up above your website. So, and it's just a great way to get potential clients, and like Anna said, I get, you know, anywhere from 1 to 3 clients a month, and it really also depends on how active I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm going to talk about how you can be active on LinkedIn in just a minute. So, Anna,
that is one of the things, because I know many people that they know, okay, LinkedIn, the potential is there, they have their profile there, but they are not getting clients. So what do you think that are like the mistakes that many coaches do in their LinkedIn profiles that prevent them to get traction and to get people there?
Well, I'm first going to talk about some of the mistakes they make on their profile, just the way they're presenting themselves, and then later I'll get into mistakes they make that don't help them get found by people. And so if you think about it, you want to be found in LinkedIn searches, and if people type in executive coach, or they type in masseuse, or they type in hypnotherapist, you want to come up high in the searches, especially for your area. And so people don't know how to make sure they come up higher in the searches. And so I'm going to tell you that secret in just a minute. But before that, if people get to your profile and you turn them off, you're just dead in the water. And the biggest way that people are turned off is either you don't have a picture or your picture is unprofessional. And I just have hilarious stories about LinkedIn profile pictures that I've seen. I think people think it's Facebook, but it's not. It should be the picture that you would put on a brochure about you. You know, it should be a picture that's your professional presence. And so what you can see if you look at page 3 of the ebook is my face fills the frame. I have a nice smile. I'm inviting. I'm not threatening. And the background is not distracting. I really stand out from it. And so some of the really hilarious things I've seen is people in their bikini in their profile picture. Can you believe that? And I've seen it more than once. I've seen people in gowns with no coverage on their shoulders. So they've got naked shoulders in their pictures. I've seen men with baseball caps over and over again. People with glasses and the glare is so bad you can't see their eyes. Messy offices in the background. I've just seen it all. And I've got some great, hilarious blog posts on that, which I'll post on this chat room at the end. So if you want to get a good laugh, I'll show you those. I had another one where the woman looked dead. So do that. And the other piece is to put your certification after your name. So in this case, in the example, I haven't updated my example. It says professional certified coach at 2B on page 3. So you can put MBA, you could put MFT, you could put PCC, ACC, MCC, but put your credentials there so that you build credibility right away.
So that is a tip that people can do just now if they don't have it, put their name and their credentials after their name as a way of building that credibility. And the photo is really, because I always have said to people, okay, you should have a photo. You should not have, just have the empty, like, the icon there. But some people really put a photo that detracts them of their credibility instead of increasing their credibility. I think, in my opinion, they should see the LinkedIn and the LinkedIn profile as an online resume and put a photo there that they will be okay in putting in their resume for a job interview.
Absolutely. And then the other couple of pieces are to have good recommendations, to have a complete profile, and to write a compelling headline slash tagline. And so you can see at 2C on page 3 that that's my tagline, and it says what I do and what benefit there is to the client. So I think that's a really important piece, and that shows up wherever you're active on LinkedIn. So your picture, your name, and your tagline show up wherever you are. I also want to point out that I've put some links in here to articles that I've written that relate to this. So on page 2 at the bottom, there's a link to a Choice Magazine article that you can take a look at that will tell you more about how to have a complete profile. And the other thing is the product that I'm going to offer you at the end of the call also will help you have a complete and wonderful profile. So what is another question that you have, Anna?
I think that because, okay, you are giving here lots of resources that just with the e-book people really can improve their profile, and I really appreciate that because I want that the call be rich in content. And I really, one of the things that was announced in the emails, in the web page, is that you are going to speak about the number one secret of attracting the right people to your LinkedIn profile. So speak about that.
Yes. And so it not only does it attract the right people, it just in general attracts people to your LinkedIn profile. So here's the thing. If you put your LinkedIn profile up and nobody looks at it, that's why you're not getting business. You have to get people to look at it, and that means having rich content on your profile that attaches to what you do and the benefits that you offer. And the number one secret is to getting the right people there is to use keywords that potential clients would use to find you. And there's a second piece which is use those chosen keywords in the right places. But so the first one of using keywords that your potential clients would use to find you, you have to put yourself in the client's place. And you have to think, what are they going to type in to find you?
Because that is the same thinking for if you are doing Google pay-per-click, or even if you are designing any copy to increase your search engine optimization, and any copy in general, in my opinion, you really have to think about your ideal client, your target market, and go to their shoes from their perspective, what are they typing on their computer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So let me give you two examples. I had a client that was an attorney, and she put the word attorney in everywhere, and she wasn't getting found. And that's because laymen aren't going to type in attorney. They're going to type in lawyer. And so once she added lawyer, then her amount of being found went way up. And I would put both in case, you know, someone does type in attorney, but you have to really think in the client's shoes. Another example actually shows on page 3 is I don't put executive, leadership, and career coach in my headline because no one's going to type in that they're looking for an executive, leadership, and career coach. Mm-hmm. They're going to type in, I'm looking for an executive coach, or they're going to type in, I'm looking for a career coach. So it's also looking at how you phrase it in a way that a search engine will find you, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you really have to make things easy easy for them to find what kind of the specific words that they use and where, and the other element you're speaking about is that the placing of these words is also important.
Right, right. And this is stuff I teach in sort of more of my basic things. We're going to get to some more advanced stuff, but I just also want to emphasize that you need to use the chosen keywords in the right places because the LinkedIn search algorithm, which is the way they mathematically return search results, it focuses more on certain places in your profile. It does use your whole profile, so you want the keywords spread throughout, but the four places that it uses right now are the tagline, job titles, specialty section, and skills section. But I have some very new information for those of you that have either heard this before or heard it from me before, is that the specialty section is starting to disappear from some people's profiles, and our belief is that they are going to use the skills section and completely phase out the specialties section.
Wow.
So what I would say, so that's a whole new, we've all, you know, everyone that teaches LinkedIn has been saying forever, you know, put your keywords in your specialty section, but I'm having clients now come back and say I don't have one and I can't get one. And so what will happen, now I would say keep your keywords in your specialty section as long as you have one and just know that at some point it's going to disappear.
And the great thing about your ebook is that you have there, or to say you have in the profile screenshot, you have like the tree that is the point that we are speaking now with the number one secret, and you have the arrows telling exactly where people should have their keywords, and then you have several pages and with resources to explain people how to do this in their LinkedIn profile.
Right, where to put them. So if you look at page 3, 5, and 6, wherever you've got a 3 and it's highlighted, I'm looking at a copy that's not colored. I believe it's orange. And then the purple highlight ones are keywords in just the body that of your profile that aren't high impact but still impact. But the ones that are in orange by the numbers 3 are the high impact areas. So it's, again, your tagline, your job titles, and your specialties section. And then the last one is your skills section, which is on page 7. So you can really see where to put them. And the thing to know about your skills section is if you don't have one, you need to add one. And the way you add it is under your initial information on your LinkedIn profile, there's like a gray box that highlights sort of all of the summary information. And right after that, there's a blue line that says add sections. And if you want to go to your LinkedIn profile and do this, you would click on add sections. And
so let me pause you for a moment, because I think that is a very important thing that people can do now. First of all, I think what I'm getting is that really think even more careful about my keywords that my ideal clients are going to type. Then I'm going to, after this call, really look to your ebook to see exactly if I have them or not, and then where to place them. So first, identify the keywords and place them in our profile. And now you are speaking about the important thing that I will invite everybody that is listening to this call, go to your LinkedIn profile. And one important thing, when you go to your LinkedIn profile, you have to be in the edit, in not the view profile, but the edit profile. You'll have at the top home profile, contacts group. If you click on profile and select edit profile, you start to see the word edit appearing everywhere in the profile. And Donna was telling that just after that gray box, you have like a bluish horizontal line that says add sections to reflect achievements and experience in your profile. And if you don't add the created one of the skills yet, you can click there to do it. So go ahead and explain how to do it.
Yes. Oh, thank you, Anna. That was really a nice clarification. Once you click on that, you see a window, and one of the headers is sections, and the other header is applications. And I'm going to be talking about this more, so I'm glad that we're demonstrating it. Under add sections, if you still see skills, you're going to click on skills, and that will add it to your profile. Again, I'm going to be mentioning being able to add some of these other sections and applications, and this is the way to do it. Once you have added your skills section, you're going to go down to it, and you're going to be able to add, and I already have one, okay, so I don't know what the next step is, but go ahead, Anna.
Let me pause you again. So if when they click add sections, there is like that pop-up window that shows up with the sections there on the left side. If they don't have skills there, means that they already have that in their section, so they have to go to their profile and scroll down until they find it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the really important thing to know about your skills section is you can type anything you want into there and add it, but what you want to do is choose terms that they already have auto-filled in there. So what, like if you're a coach, I would type in coach, and what will happen is a list of terms that relate to coach will come up, and I would select all of the ones that apply to you and add it to your skills section. And you can put up to 50 terms in your skills section, and I highly recommend that you put 50 terms. And there's a lot of different terms in there, like there's situational leadership I found, and 360-degree feedback, and career exploration. So you kind of want to use a brainstormed list, type in the very first term or the key term in it, and then see what comes up. And you want to choose what comes up in that list. For example, MBTI is in there. So your Myers-Briggs certification, you're able to indicate that in your skills section by typing MBTI. But select the ones that are in the list because they're using those to drive the search in a more efficient way than just searching random terms. And I have a feeling if you put a random term in there, it's not going to drive the search engine. So does that seem clear, Anna?
Yes, and for people that are trying to do this, you really have to be in the edit mode. So you have to go home, profile, and select edit to be able to do this. If you are in the view mode, you cannot add anything there. And then you can click, you will see skills and expertise in like in grayish, and then there is the word edit in front of it. And you can click on that word edit or in the towards the right, you'll have plus other skill. Both of them will take you to another window that allows you to add the skills. And if you type something there, there is like, if I just type coach and appears coaching, executive coaching, wellness coaching, job coaching, lifestyle coaching. So we should select the words that have to do with what we do.
Yes. So if you do massage, you're going to type in massage, but you're also going to type in shiatsu. So you're going to try to really expand this as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you can always go back and change them later if you don't feel like you're getting the search results that you want in LinkedIn.
Yeah, and we also have all we see for who is doing this that there is like a X in front of the word. If we want to delete one, we can just click on that X and that word disappears from our list, and we can add until 50. So I still can add 15, so I have some homework to do.
Good. I love that. So if we are finished with that, I do want to point out a couple of little things on the Get LinkedIn Now website that will help you with your profile. So if you go to the Get LinkedIn Now website and you look at the top, there's a free tools. And by the way, the e-newsletter join up is right there, but next to it is free tools. I want you to click on free tools. And when you get to the free tools page, this is just information that I give everybody access to. Number one and number two are helpful to you in building your profile. Number one, if you click on that, what you'll get is a list of symbols that you can add to your profile, because when you're typing your profile, you can't type in a symbol, but you can copy and paste it. And by the way, the skills section and this are covered in the video series I'm going to talk about. But basically what you do is you highlight the symbol, you copy it, you go to your profile, you click on edit, and you paste it there. So for those of you that have been seeing all kinds of symbols, and by the way, you can go look at my profile or look at the example in the ebook, save on page 6, and you can see I've got stars and I've got diamonds and I've got squares that just make my profile look better, and this is how I've done it. If you click back to free tools again, number 2 is the number of characters for LinkedIn profile fields. And the reason you want to know that is so that you optimize the fields in your profile and you utilize the real estate or the space in each of the sections as well as you can. Some people want really brief LinkedIn profiles, but my thought is the more information you put there, the higher you'll show up in searches, and the more information you're giving to potential clients. So by knowing the number of characters available, you can optimize the fields on your profile. So I think you have a question that's going to move us on to some juicy stuff that most people don't know.
Yeah, but before going there, let me just, I'm looking here in the chat room, and thank to everybody that is so active there. Just to clarify, Ed asked, you said 15 or 50 is 50 terms that you can put in the skill section. That one I know how to answer. I also put there the direct link to the free tools. That is really great free tools that people have access there. Emily asked, is there a way to tell which keywords get most action on LinkedIn of the ones I'm considering?
There's a roundabout way that may or may not work. I can't guarantee that it works. But one thing that's great about LinkedIn is that when you make a change to your profile, the impact on the search engine is immediate. And for those of you that do search engine optimization on your websites, you know that's not true on the Internet. So what I would do, and I haven't tried this particular way of doing it, but I would put the search term in the skills section, and then I would search on my name, or I search on that term and see how I come up. Then I would go back and put both of them in and do a search and see how I come up. And then I would take one out and see, and you could also have friends do searches. Because one thing to know is that the LinkedIn search algorithm gives a different result to every single person on LinkedIn because who they're connected to and how active they are and so forth also impacts the search. So, well, I'm sorry, not how active, but who they're linked to and what companies they're looking at impact their search results. So one thing to do is to do experiments and do your own searches and also have other people do searches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm looking here because there are really lots of questions here. And one thing, this call is really full of content. And I'm going, the recording is going to be available for some limited time, but it's going to be available. So it's really good. You can listen to this again. And I was seeing here another question that, or is Anne, that I wonder what you do when your past history is so much different than what you are doing now. LinkedIn seems to be set up for previous jobs, etc. I used to be a technical editor, and now I'm in healing. What advice do you give to Anne?
That's a tough one. And it's a great one. And by the way, I will go back and answer any questions we don't answer verbally. So I watch the chat room because within the next couple hours I'll go in and answer all the questions that we don't get to. If there's a way to say you did part of what you did, so this isn't answering her question directly, but it'll answer other people's. For example, on my profile, I was a staff development director, and so that would be normally the title that I would put in, but I also did maybe 20% of my time as a leadership coach, so I added that to it, to my title. So it says staff development /leadership coach, and so that was a way for me to get that into the title. It's, you know, borderline manipulating the system a little, but I don't think it's out of line if you did that in that job. For your question, one thing I would do if you can't connect what you did before to what you do now is I would make sure I put in some volunteer information, and I'm going to talk about how to get to the volunteer sections. I would... So you could put some volunteer in there. If you did something on the side, you could create another job that, like, some people don't realize if you do volunteer work or say you were doing your MFT internship, create that as a job as well. So maybe you can add a few jobs that were either part-time or were part-time or were volunteer work, so that you have more titles that say the title that you're talking about. And if that doesn't fully answer your question, feel free to post an additional question to that. But there's, and then I would just make sure that the profile section of your profile that addresses what you do now is very filled out and has lots of keywords in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you so much for that so precise answer. And let's see, okay, you were speaking about the first secret of attracting clients, the right people to our LinkedIn profile, get the right keywords and have them in the right place and use all the the spaces in the profile for that. And then, so the question is, how can we keep new clients coming?
Yes, fantastic. So you need to continue to be active on LinkedIn in order to keep appearing in searches higher. So, and I've done this as an experiment. And by the way, you can look at how many people are looking at your profile, which I won't go into how to do right now. But if you do activities, LinkedIn puts that into the search algorithm and you show up higher in searches. And I've given you a list of activities that you can do. And what I do is I do some of them weekly and I do some of them monthly. So when you write a recommendation or get a recommendation and approve it from someone and it adds to your profile, that's an activity. I put it on my calendar to do that once a month. Anytime you do any even small revision to your profile, that's an activity. And by the way, when you do activity, you show up in the weekly status update email. You show up in the running Twittery looking thing on the homepage, and you show up higher in searches. Whenever you connect with someone, and that just happens all the time, so I don't schedule that. Whenever you join a group and post a comment in a group, ask a question, answer a question, post a job, or post an event in a group, so any activity in a group counts for activity. Writing a status update, which is the little short sort of tweet-looking thing on your profile up at the top after your headline. If you write a status update, so I write one weekly, when you comment on someone else's status update or like their status update, that's an activity. If you post an event, which is a feature, and I'm going to tell you how to get to that feature in just a second, but if you post an event, or you post an event, or you post a question or answer a question in the answers function, that counts as activity. And also following a company or also voting on a poll. Mm-hmm. So I want to tell you how to get to events, answers, and polls. So what you do is, and I want everyone to go to their LinkedIn profile right now.
Okay, and
Anna,
while people are going to their LinkedIn profile, I just want to refer that this list that you are speaking is in page 7 of the e-book. In page 7 of the e-book is point number 4, where you have this list. And I think the main message is that you cannot expect to create, even if it's a wonderful, magnificent profile, and just leave it there, and you are going to get clients.
Right.
You have to be active. You have to keep putting energy there, keeping updating things, tweaking a little things, and all these activities, they don't need to do everything, but they have to, in their weekly checklist, they should have something that makes them go to their LinkedIn profile and do some kind of activity.
Right. I would do 1 to 2 to 3 activities every week, and certain ones I would do monthly and certain ones I do weekly. But I want to point out, too, it does not take a lot of time. I spend 60 to 90 minutes a month. That's not very much time. I don't spend a lot of time, but just you have to do it consistently.
Right.
So on your profile or on your LinkedIn, you see where the word home is at the top navigation bar. And then next is profile, next is contacts. If you go all the way to the right before the people search, there's a tab called more. If you hover over more, what you get is access to the answers function. So if you clicked on that, you'd go to the answers function. You also get access to reading list, and actually that's another place to get your skills and expertise. I didn't realize that. I learn something new every time, too. Your reading list by Amazon, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, but you've also got here their events, which is where you can post events and also look for events that you want to attend. You've got polls, which is a way you can create a poll so that people can answer, or you can answer polls. And you can also get to SlideShare presentations and get more applications here, but this is one way. You can also do it the way I showed you before, which was to click on Add Sections. Mm-hmm. So those are all the activities. So as long as you do some consistent activity, you will show up in more searches. And I have watched my profile views, and when I stop, I'll have a bad week or whatever, it drops, and then the next week I do it and it goes back up. So I know that this is the case.
And one question related to that I know that sometimes people ask me, we can see when we are in the edit mode, we can see who view your profile. I can see there how many people saw my profile, how many search results I was in the past day. And if I click on your profile has been viewed by X amount of people and I click there, I have like, okay, last week, and I have the name of the people that saw my profile, and say upgrade your account to see the full list of who view your profile. Do you advise the free account for coaches? Do you advise to have one of the pay accounts? What is your take on it?
My take is that you can do a ton with a free account, and if you really would contact these people, or if it would help you to know who these people are, you're going to pay at least $20 a month to know that. It's not a mm-hmm. huge investment. But you don't have to do it. You can do everything else I've talked about. You can do with a free account and much, much more. So to me, if you're not going to contact these people, I wouldn't. And the other features that you get from having a paid account, and I do have a paid account now, but I didn't have a paid account for a lot of years. But some of the other features you get are you get three in-mails, and in-mails are something you can just send to someone even if you're not connected to them. You can, pay $100 a month and get a lot of in-mails, but that's a lot of money. You can see more than 100 profiles when you search. So right now when you do a people search, you get 100 profiles returned. If you do a paid account, you can get more, but I kind of think 100's a lot. You have a little bit of upgrade on your search filters. You can put notes on profiles, and you can have file folders that you put LinkedIn profiles in. So if you want to save certain profiles and say that's a group of profiles I want to save, you can do that. But you can kind of do that from contacts anyway. So what I say is if you're in sales or you're a recruiter, you probably want an upgraded account. But otherwise, I don't think you need one. But if you start getting really active in it, it's not a huge amount of money to do the lowest level.
Okay,
so that's the answer to that one. And, Anna, is it okay if I move on to the advanced features and functions?
Yes, I would love, to know advanced features and functions in LinkedIn that will drive your profile reviewers to contact you. Because one thing is people find you and see you, but we want them to contact us. So
yeah.
This is in page number 8 of the ebook.
Perfect. I just think if you have a profile that's more advanced and really sticks out to people, the high-tech people, first of all, are going to contact you right off the bat. But the other thing is the more information and the more different applications that you have, the more ways you have to draw the person in. So you've got two categories here. One is sections, and the other is applications. So the sections that you can add in, and really, I really recommend A through F, sometimes G for some people, languages, but most people aren't going to use patents and test scores. But I love A, which is courses. So we all take courses in addition to our degrees and our certifications, and this is a fantastic place for you to put that in. And it just makes you stand out even more. Not only are you an MFT, or not only are you a coach, but you're certified in MBTI, and you've taken a course on, you know, how to get people careers. And it just, it really builds credibility and generates interest. B is, I think, really important. You can post your publications, and I use this a different way than other people do, which I think is really works well for me, is I put publications that I've been quoted in here. And if you look at my profile, you'll see 5 different places I've been quoted, and they're reputable places to be quoted, so that builds credibility. And then on top of that, you can click through and read it so you can learn more about what I know about careers and LinkedIn and different things. And it just, you know, you can see I'm in publications, so I think that's a great one. Honors and awards, and D, certifications. It's another place to put your certifications in projects. And then I think also volunteer experience is a really important one to add in. And again, the way you do that is through ad sections. You just choose them and click on them, and then it leads you through on how to fill them in. This appears at the bottom of your profile. It gives you books that you're, it lets you put books in you recommend. The people can click right through to buy them on Amazon. It's flashy looking. And a really cool way that one of my clients used this is she was within a big organization, and they had a leadership book of the month that everyone would read. And she would put the book, and then she would put her comments on it and her, or a summary of it. And that way, she was adding value to the people who were reading the book. And I always think whenever you can add value, that's fantastic. So that got her some attention within her own company. Projects in TeamSpace I haven't used, but I use Google Presentation. And if you can look at my profile either now or later, what you'll see is I've got a PowerPoint there that shows, you know, a presentation that I've done on leadership that I think, you know, just makes me stand out from the crowd. And you can even add in a narration, which I haven't done yet, but I'm going to do. And another way to use Google Presentation is to put a link to a video that you have of you on YouTube or on your website, and that's another way. I mean, we know video is incredibly effective, so that's a really great one. And then the polls also is an application that I just started using, and I think it just gives credibility that, you know, I'm looking for data about leaders, and I'm looking for data about how people use for LinkedIn. So I think that's another great application that'll really make you stand out, and I think a lot of people don't know about it. And there's a few others, but these are the ones that I recommend. I want to point out to you that go ahead.
Just a note in regarding to the videos, because I use to have a slide in the Google presentations with a video, and then it stopped working. I don't know if Google is allowing that again, but we can do it also with SlideShare.
Right.
We have the video post in the profile. So.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you let us know that, because I haven't worked too much with doing that yet. So, fantastic. Thank you. And I just wanted to let you know I've given you examples of things I put in the different the section courses. I've showed, you know, I did the Dale Carnegie Sales Advantage. That, you know, makes me stand out to sales clients. I've given you an example of publications, honors and awards I put in, certifications, and volunteer experience. And you can see that with the volunteer experience, I'm able to show the different positions I've held with the board of the professionals in human resources. So that just gives you some examples of what it can look like. So, Anna, what's the next question?
Yeah, and you have all these details in page 8, 9, and 10 with examples, even 11, until 11, really, until all examples. And another thing that goes to when one of the question asks, we really, all this information that we can add, we always have, I think, to look from the target market perspective. What are the kind of things that will increase our credibility and trust from their perspective? Because we can have a hobby that we love, and we even have some certifications or courses on that, but if it's not related with what people will increase our credibility for what we are using LinkedIn. Maybe it's better leave that out.
Yes.
What is your opinion about?
I totally agree. You don't want to confuse your audience. And sometimes, I mean, I use my profile. First of all, you need to know what you're using your profile for. So I use my profile for two things. Sometimes I worry about that. But, you know, if you can use it for one thing, I think that's better. But I use it to sell leadership coaching and other types of coaching, and I use it to make people aware of the LinkedIn video courses that I've made. I ask for my recommendations to relate to that. I select the content that I put up. I select the books that I put up that really focuses on, you know, the kind of clients that I'm truly looking for, and then maybe a little bit for my subspecialties. So I think you don't want to confuse people. And the way to keep it really focused is to, you know, pick one area that you're trying to sell and relate everything to that.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that is also an important distinction that I do from LinkedIn to Facebook. In LinkedIn, I really keep my professional persona is there. In Facebook, I allow myself to show a little bit more of other facets of my life. But I think that is not the people expect of LinkedIn is a professional network. That is the expectation.
Business.
I would like to ask the people that are still on the call and on the chat room to give a virtual a round of applause to Donna for this really great content. Thank you so much, Donna, for your time and all the material that you are providing. And the people can keep in contact with you. I really recommend Donna program and in our webpage, Get LinkedIn Now. You can follow her in Twitter. You can sign up for our newsletter. Take advantage of the free tools and also take advantage of this great offer that she's making with the coupon ANA. You get a good discount on this already very well priced e-course. I already did several LinkedIn programs. I have to say that she's one of the best out there and one of the cheapest too. So take advantage before she raises the price in the future. You want to, for finish, do you want to say something to the people that are listening live and then recording later?
I just want to say thank you so much for attending. I hope that this was valuable to you. I'm so happy to hear and see people saying that it was valuable because that's my mission in life is to help people be more successful. And I really think LinkedIn is so powerful, and I would love, you know, for you to do the e-course and also to contact me for an individual session to just review your profile and make sure it's as effective as it can be. So thanks so much to everybody.
Okay, and I'm going to send in the next couple of hours a follow-up email with the link to the recording of this conversation, and also there is in that email a link for a feedback form, a Google feedback form, very simple, a couple of questions just to improve these kind of calls and the content that I can offer in the future to help you in your business, because that is really my mission. And if you fill that feedback form, you also get a freebie at the end of it. Just a nice thank you for that.